the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
On Tuesday, the entire Congress will be briefed on the intelligence behind the administration's warnings that Iran could strike U.S. interests in the Middle East. Donald Trump has threatened the official end of Iran, while Iran says it has quadrupled its production of enriched uranium. Trump spoke to reporters Monday evening. He said, "I think Iran would be making a very big mistake if they did anything. If they do something, it will be met with great force, but we have no indication that they will." In domestic news, Don McGahn will not appear on Capitol Hill on Tuesday and plans to, quote, respect the president's instruction to defy a congressional subpoena, setting off a new round of calls to get the ball rolling on impeachment proceedings against the president. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler told CNN on Monday night that the committee would hold ex-White House counsel Don McGahn in contempt if he didn't appear to testify as scheduled on Tuesday.
You're dealing with a lawless president who is willing to go to any lengths to prevent testimony that might implicate him, that does implicate him.
What do you do next?
We're going to look at all our options. Well, the first thing we're going to do is hold McGahn in contempt. And then we're going to have to pass a resolution in the House enforcing our contempt citations against Barr and McGahn and seek to enforce those subpoenas in court through the contempt citations. That's the next step.
McGahn's lawyer said that Trump unambiguously directed his client not to comply with the committee's subpoena for testimony. Nadler called Trump's actions an example of, quote, dealing with a lawless president who is willing to go to any lengths to prevent testimony that could implicate him. The recalcitrance of the president and his lawless behavior is making it more and more difficult to ignore all alternatives, including impeachment, Nadler told CNN, adding that Trump is not above the law and saying that Congress may indeed pursue impeachment. Well, as more members of the Democratic caucus believe that impeachment is imperative at this point, Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues to dismiss the possibility. According to Politico, a group of members pressed her on Monday to move forward on impeachment proceedings, which she, along with multiple leadership allies, rejected. Politico reporting that Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland, a former law professor, said he wasn't advocating impeaching Trump, but suggesting that opening an impeachment inquiry would strengthen their legal position while allowing Democrats to move forward with their legislative agenda. MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski interviewed Speaker Pelosi and asked her directly about her reticence to move forward with an impeachment inquiry, even in the wake of a Republican finally saying that Trump committed impeachable offenses.
News of the day, Justin Amash's position on impeachment. He's tweeted more today. He's come right back at the president. Does it fit the bar for bipartisan support for impeachment?
Well, the bipartisan support for impeachment has to be in the Senate.
Yeah.
In terms of Congressman Amash, his voice speaks to the silence of so many other, all the other Republicans not to hold this president accountable for the oath of office that he takes to protect and defend the Constitution, respecting the co-equal branches of government. So Amash may be one voice, but the fact that it is in the absence of other voices, it speaks very loudly.
U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta blocked Trump's bid to withhold from House Democratic investigators his financial records held by an accounting firm he retained as a New York businessman, giving House Democrats a victory, finally, in their bid to unearth a trove of financial information about the president.
The judge, in a 41-page ruling, said that Congress was well within its rights. I'm going to read a line from this opinion where he said that history has shown that congressionally exposed criminal conduct by the president or a high-ranking executive branch official can lead to legislation. He also, in that opinion, cited the Watergate investigation. This is a huge win for the House committees that have been seeking Donald Trump's financial records.
Trump panned the decision, pointing to Mehta being a judge appointed by former President Obama in 2014 and calling it, quote, crazy. And now there are five. A fifth child died in Border Patrol custody after being detained, this time for a week, Carlos Gregorio Hernandez Vasquez was detained after crossing the border without authorization near Hidalgo, Texas. He was set for placement in a shelter when he told staff he wasn't feeling well. A nurse practitioner determined the teen had the flu, and Customs and Border Protection officials say Border Patrol agents went to a pharmacy to pick up medication. The next day, he was found unresponsive. The cause of death was not known, and the case is allegedly under review, officials said. The 16-year-old is the fifth Guatemalan minor to die after being apprehended at the southern border since December. Four have died in custody, and one died in a hospital. More than 52,000 people are now being detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, an apparent all-time high. And finally, on Tuesday, abortion rights protesters are trying to stop the recent wave of anti-abortion laws. They're holding hashtag Stop the Bans protests Tuesday at noon local time in nearly 50 states. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.